The Utah Lake Commission announced this week it has reached the halfway mark in its massive carp removal project. It's part of an overall effort to restore the endangered June sucker, which is native to the lake. KUER's Bob Nelson reports.
Local cities also hope to restore the lake's attraction as a fishery. Reed Price is the executive director of the commission. He says scientists and lake users are noticing improvements in the lake, minus 17 million pounds of carp so far.
When we jumped into this about 4 years ago, we kind of crossed our fingers hoping that this would be successful. It's the largest removal program that's ever been conducted in the world. We kind of jumped in with a leap of faith.
The goal is to remove 75% of the estimated 40 million pounds of carp in the lake. Michael Mills is the coordinator for the June Sucker Recovery Implementation Program.
Utah Lake is like carp heaven. The conditions are just perfect. It's shallow. It's warm. It's extremely productive.
Miller says they thrive in the lake and destroy all the plant life on the bottom, so there's no cover to protect the June sucker as it hatches.
June sucker have been able to hang on in the lake basically because they can live for so long and really only successfully reproduce once every 10 to 20 years.
June suckers are known to live as long as 40 years, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The Utah Lake Commission raises most of its annual budget of $1 million from Utah County and a long list of cities, plus various state agencies, including the Department of Environmental Quality and the Central Utah Water Conservancy District. Bob Nelson, KUER News.